U.S. immigration officers detained some 400 people last month in the operation known as Charlotte's Web. But federal officials still haven't said who many of them are or why they were taken. One of those detainees was a 27-year-old Honduran man stopped on his way to a dialysis appointment. His family says they had no idea what happened until a video call came in from Georgia. Inside a small living room in North Charlotte, the blinds are closed and the curtains are drawn. A family huddles together on a couch while a baby rocks and chirps beside them. On the wall above them hangs a framed image of George Washington crossing the Delaware, with the American flag billowing in the wind.
William? Escucha.
The family leans around a cell phone, straining to hear their 27-year-old son and brother, Williams Javier Toro Enamorado. He's calling from an ICE detention facility 360 miles away in Georgia. That's where he was taken after he left home on November 19th for a routine dialysis appointment.
William, tiene una tarjeta para depositarle, ¿verdad?
His sister, Elizabeth, is trying to refill his phone account before the call drops. Enamorado has end-stage renal failure, and he needs nearly 5-hour-long dialysis sessions 3 times a week. Missing an appointment can cause serious health problems, including death. But he says after immigration officers stopped him on his way to dialysis, they put him in a van and transported him more than 5 hours away without treatment. By the time he arrived in Georgia, his feet were swollen and his stomach felt sick. I wanted them to take me to the hospital the day I came here, he says, but they told me no. The next day, he says officers took him into a room and told him something worse, that he wouldn't receive dialysis unless he signed a voluntary order for deportation. I told the officer, if they give me dialysis, I'll stay and fight my case, he says, because dialysis is life or death. But he says the officer told him, no, if you want to leave, sign. If not, you're going to die here. Thinking about his newborn son and family, he signed. Only then, he says, was he taken to a nearby hospital for a shortened dialysis session.
That is classic duress.
Jeremy McKinney is an immigration attorney who took on Enamorado's case after being contacted by a local advocacy group.
To me, that would raise a whole variety of potential torts when you're talking about withholding medical treatment. In his case, he has end-stage renal failure.
In a statement to WFAE, the Department of Homeland Security called Enamorado a criminal illegal alien, citing past arrests for cocaine, marijuana, and other lethal drugs. But McKinney says Enamorado has never been charged with possession of anything beyond a small amount of marijuana when he was 18, and WFAE could not locate criminal records consistent with the government statement. DHS also said Enamorado chose a voluntary deportation, and that any allegation ICE withheld treatment to pressure him is false. Even still, McKinney says ICE has since agreed not to enforce the voluntary departure order and allow Enamorado's case to go before a judge. McKinney hopes to secure him a green card.
We think that he's eligible for and should be granted his residency and then close this case for good.
Still, the family says they're worried Enamorado isn't getting his full dialysis sessions. Back at home, Enamorado's stepfather holds the phone above Enamorado's 3-month-old baby, who smiles at his father on the screen. The family says Enamorado hadn't been working in recent months. He spent nearly all of his time at home with his child or going to dialysis, all while his medical bills mounted. They say he came to the U.S. a decade ago by himself, at 17 years old, seeking health care. The rest of the family followed, hoping to escape poverty and gang violence in Honduras and build a life here. It's why they hung the picture of George Washington on the wall. We came here to work, and nothing more, his sister says. And even if America has taken her brother, she says her feelings toward the country haven't changed.
Yo digo que pues no tiene nada que ver eso con el corazón de las personas. Hay muchas personas buenas.
It has nothing to do with people's hearts, she says, because there are many good people who are supporting us, people from here. Enamorado's stepfather, Mario, says he supports efforts to deport criminals, but he says his stepson doesn't fit that description. In this case, my son wasn't doing anything wrong, he says. He was going to dialysis, essential for his life. And he says he would ask immigration officers to look inward.
Porque antes de nosotros ser inmigrantes, también somos seres humanos. Sentimos igual que ellos.
Because before we are immigrants, we are also humans, he says. We feel just like them. He turns back toward the couch where the family huddles around the cell phone. The call dropped, and Enamorado's minutes are used up. So they add a few more dollars to the account and wait, hoping the screen will light up again with his face from 360 miles away. Nick Della Canal, WFAE News.